Hello, GWA. I think it's been a bit since I've kind of droned on. And, probably most likely bored you, with one of my fantasies. But it's been a bit. And I don't know where I'm going with this because it's rambling, so. I guess we'll just jump right into it and then. Yeah, I'm horrible at such things. Just bear with me, okay? So, I've been venturing around town a lot lately. And it got me thinking about certain locations that I've always wanted to be just a little bit naughty in. Do you have a location like that? Is there a place that you drive by or visit? Maybe on your commute to work or a drive home? Just a place that you've always wanted to get into some. Mischief? Maybe a quiet bar, a restaurant. Elevator. A bookstore. Bonus points for those of you that have been with me from the beginning. I really, really should find a special way to reward you. Right, so back to it. Once again, I'm droning. So my city has a great museum district, and I frequent it when I get the chance. One of my favorite museums that we have here is the Museum of Natural Science. They do a lot of fun activities and try to get people involved. The museum always has this incredible Halloween soiree. Or a few hundred of my closest adult-only friends attend for a night of science and debauchery. I always go and dress up in a costume, have a few drinks, dance around. I can see a lot of ways to get into trouble. A lot of ways to get into trouble at this. Between the costumes and the drinks, accidentally bumping into people, grinding on the dance floor, touching. Oh, so much touching. I need to keep it under control and stop my mind from drifting. It's so hard sometimes to keep it together. Where were we? Yes, I enjoy the Museum of Science. I see the fantasy, or shall I say, fantasies that I have could take place on any day, not just Halloween. In fact, I've had this fantasy for quite a bit. Do you think you could be the one to help me fulfill it? I really want to fulfill this. Let's say you could help me. May I use you as an example for this audio? You've listened for this long. The least you could do is let me use you. Unless, of course, you don't like science. Maybe you're not a fan of geology, paleontology, chemistry. Oh. I don't have to worry about that with you, though, do I? You enjoy these things just as much as I do, if not more. How about we take a personal tour together? Just us. The two of us alone. Other than your standard security guard, of course. It's just us. Shall we? Can we start with one of my personal favorite exhibitions? Of course we can. It's my audio. So, we start at the Cabinet of Curiosities. This exhibition, although small, takes a bit to get through. Lots to see, hear, and read in such a small space for a vast museum. I'll take one side, and you can take the other. I frequent this place often, so I'm going to take full advantage of this opportunity to take you all in. Not like that. At least not yet. That comes later. I want to watch you as you read about objects, study you, your facial expressions. The way you look when you're learning something new. You see, you're my personal exhibit today. Today, I'm here for you. Of course, I'll try to be coy about fantasizing and checking you out, although I'm not sure how successful I'll be. Doesn't matter. We both know where this is going to go. You take me by the hand and move on to the next exhibit. The Hall of Chemistry. This exhibit is always a fun one. It's very interactive. Lights from the giant periodic table reflecting on my skin. You brush your hand over the green on my arm, casually. Smile at me. My skin goosebumps in reaction to your touch, begging for more of it. No, I'm not cold. Thank you for asking, but the last thing I want is to put more clothes on. Well, we have to touch each other now, but we don't want to give in to need quite yet. So, we continue holding hands, running your thumb over my hand, occasionally letting go to point something out, only to replace your touch with something stronger. Stroking my arm, hands around my waist while you stand beside me. Whispers in my ear and on my neck. Even though it's only us. My desire for you keeps building with every touch. I can feel my awareness increasing with the strokes of your fingers on my arm. I'm internally begging and screaming for you to touch me somewhere else. We continue the tour to the Hall of Gems and Minerals. This exhibit is interesting. It's rather dark in here. The only thing lit up are gems and minerals in glass cases. You lead the way, guiding me further and further down the hall, and you stop. You look at me, and then you give me the most lust-filled, primal kiss. My nipples harden, my body begging for more. I moan into your mouth, and then I'm hit with a coolness. You've pulled away from me, leaving me dizzy. You put your finger over your lips and you gesture for me to be quiet, and then, oh, and then, you drop to your knees, you run your hand up my leg. and under my dress, slowly taking your time to where I want it the most. You finally reach me and feel me. My panties are molded to my body from the wetness. I am soaked for you. I can orgasm just from this, but that isn't enough for you now, is it? You want more. You slide down my panties and I step out. Your tongue starts to make its assault on my body. Oh, yes. Slowly. Slowly lapping me up, tasting me. Oh, yes. Right there. I can. I can hardly contain my moans. I stop bucking into your face from anticipation. My hands and your hair pulling you closer to me, begging you, begging. Oh, not to stop. Oh, don't stop. You grab my soaking wet panties and you put them in your pocket. You tell me that you'll be using them to stroke your cock with later. Oh, you are so fucking naughty. I swear I can feel my legs buckle when you tell me this. I can feel myself dripping, just dripping for you. Oh, I will do whatever it takes to feel your hard cock in me. You tell me to follow you. You tell me that we've reached the last exhibit for the day. The planetarium. You tell me that. You tell me that we're going to watch. We're going to watch a movie. Oh my god. Oh, this turns me on so much. I don't. Oh, I don't know if I can keep going. Oh, I'm so wet. I just. It feels so good. Okay. You sit in one of the reclining chairs. My brains and words, they are not cooperating right now. I don't. Rambling is quite right. You do this to me, you know. Oh, you make me this needy. I just. You have me sit next to you. You take your magnificent throbbing, aching, your aching, dripping, hard cock out, and you start to stroke it. I want you teasing up and down along so deliberate strokes, break them dripping. I can almost taste it. I want to lick it. I want to lick it off your tips so bad. I want to taste you. I want to taste you. I want to. You. You tell me no. You have other plans. You tell me to join you on your lap. You are finally going to give me what I need, what I want, what I've been craving. And I straddle your lap, and you start filling me up, inch by inch, and I take my dear sweet time with this. I've been waiting for this. I am going to enjoy it. I'm going to savor you filling me up. I'm going I'm going to savor you. Embrace these feelings, these. Your hard cock. It just feels so good. Your dick pulsing inside of me. Deep. Deep inside of me. I needed this. I needed this. I needed this so badly. I just. I'm just gonna grind into you. I'm so needy. I need you, sir. I just. Yes. Oh, let me just try to you, please. You're so deep in me. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can feel you. I can. I just. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. What do I do? Just. Don't stop, please. Please, please. I need to feel your cum. Oh, don't stop. Oh, come in me. Please, 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 please. Come with me. So, where have you always wanted to be a bit naughty?